Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let's unite in the word today as we are traveling our second journey together. Today is January the 13th and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Genesis, chapters 37 to 39, honoring God's presence in our daily activities. We read in Genesis chapter 39 verses 2 to 5 like this. The Lord was with Joseph and he was a successful man, and he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. And his master saw that the Lord was with him, and the Lord made all he did to prosper in his hand. So Joseph found favor in his sight and served him. Then he made him overseer of his house, and all that he had he put under his authority. So it was from the time that he had made him overseer of his house and all that he had, that the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake. And the blessing of the Lord was on all that he had in the house and in the field. The key to Joseph's whole life is expressed in these words. The Lord was with him, and the Lord made all that he did to prosper in his hand. This key phrase is repeated in verses 21 and 23 to describe Joseph in the prison and indicates that God cared for, protected, and blessed Joseph. This provides the theological theme of Joseph's story and the link between Joseph and the patriarchs. God's beneficent presence was experienced even in slavery, outside the land of blessing. Joseph's master, Potiphar, literally saw God's presence in Joseph's life and the prosperity that evolved as a result of God's presence. God commanded Abraham and his descendants to be a blessing to everyone, and Joseph exemplified that blessing. Because of God's blessing, Joseph was made an overseer of Potiphar's household affairs. The following 5 points about Joseph's life are worth noting. Number one, it was God who prospered Joseph. All blessings and gifts in our lives come from God alone, as per James chapter 1 verse 17. Number two, we may be separated from our friends and family like Joseph, but no one can deprive us of God's presence, as he has promised to be with us forever. Number three, it is God's presence with us that makes all we do prosperous in what we do. And we can do nothing without God's help, as we read in John chapter 15 verses 5. Number 4. Joseph exemplifies the faithful steward and illustrates the principle that he who is faithful in a little will be given charge over much. And number 5. God's guidance in Joseph's life actually was to prepare for Jacob's household a way out of the dangerous conditions, which Joseph only realized in the latter part of his life. Let us honor God's presence in our daily work or school activities as we pursue an attitude of excellence and direct our work to Him. God will be with us when we are tempted and will show us the way to escape. God will be with us as we wait for His time of release and exaltation. Joseph spent 2 difficult years in the prison, but he held to his faith and did what he could to serve others. This experience helped to put iron in his soul. If God controls us, it makes little difference who commands us. Like Joseph, God will reward us greatly beyond our wildest expectation in His perfect time. As we read in Colossians chapter 3, verses 23 and 24 like this. And whatever you do, do it heartily, as to the Lord and not to men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the reward of inheritance, for you serve the Lord Christ.